Tootie in the morning.
You're waking up, Southwest Michigan. Let's get this day started.
12 minutes after 8 o'clock, Moody of the Morning Show, Thursday edition for the first day of February for 2018. And it's time for the Wow Factor. And in the house to give us one heck of a lot of wow for your money. Ladies and gentlemen, Tess Carriger, good morning from St. Joe today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pat?
I'm excellent. So you recovered so far from Chili Tour?
Chili Tour, Beer Fest, and... And now we're rolling into Ice Fest. Yep. We just don't stop.
It's nonstop. It's like the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Only not as warm.
A little bit, you know. Waiting on that groundhog, though. Do you have a prediction for tomorrow?
Yes, yeah, 6 more weeks of chaos.
Got it. Yeah, so there's a lot happening this weekend. I'm going to cover some of the things that are happening all around Southwest Michigan.
And then focus on the West Festival.
Let's talk about Ice Fest then.
All right,
so happening starting tonight, Thursday, February 1st, the Kreisel Art Center has a lecture and demo featuring their current main gallery exhibition by Albrecht Dürer. The Oak Ridge Baptist Church hosts their men's Bible study from 5:15 to 6 p.m. Lazy Ballerina Winery has their wine glass painting at their Bridgman location from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. North Pier Brewing Company has their Love Script Woodward sign class at North Pier. You can probably try some of that award-winning Buck Rider there, too.
Yeah.
I read an article.
Did you?
On Moody on the Market. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Gold medal out of 2,000 competitors.
Definitely. And it is my favorite beer, so I just think it means I've got good taste.
Well, there you go.
Just means I've got good taste. And it's a family fun night, of course, at the Silver Beach Carousel. That means $1 rides, and it is Moana-themed tonight. I will definitely be down there. Then tomorrow, Friday, February 2nd, there's live music featuring Dan Dietrich with special guest Josh Powell at the Livery. The Twin City Players has their Nana's Naughty Knickers performance at 7:30 p.m. That runs all weekend long. Lake Michigan Vintners has live music featuring Matt and Edie from 3 to 6 p.m. Lazy Ballerina Winery has their Flight Friday. That's both at the St. Joseph and Bridgman locations. Oak Ridge Baptist Church hosts their Stay and Play from 9 a.m. to noon. Purely Michigan has DeBlon Winery sampling in their store from 4 to 7 p.m. Yoga Life has their Beat the Heat, Jamaican Me Sweaty class from 5:45 to 7 p.m., and it's Waikiki Weekend at the Silver Beach Center. Moving on to Saturday, February 3rd, there's more live music at the Livery. This one is Melophobics from 9 to 11:30 p.m., free show there. The Surratt Nature Center has their Gourmet Glide at 6 p.m. The Chapel hosts their No Regrets Men's Conference. Forever Books, Paddington Bear is going to come visit Forever Books on Saturday from 2 to 3:30 p.m.
I'll bet you'd be there.
That's a good one, too, for me. Yep. Kind of a theme. And there's DeBlon Winery will be back at Purely Michigan from 12 to 4 p.m. On Sunday, February 4th, the Surratt Nature Center hosts their Winter Birding at 1 p.m. North Pier Brewing Company hosts a Super Bowl Bash at 6 p.m. Brown Barn Public House has their Sunday Funday Trivia from 3 to 5 p.m. Probably I'd assume some Super Bowl trivia in there.
Probably.
That would probably make sense. Yeah. Yoga Life hosts their prenatal yoga class from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And the Silver Beach Center, again, it's Waikiki weekend. They're all weekend long. So our big focus this weekend and where all the fun is will be
Magical Ice Festival.
Yeah. Pat, this is the 14th Magical Ice Festival. Have you been around since the beginning?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I was here 31 years before the first one.
Wow. I wasn't born then, Pat.
I know. But yeah, I've been to every one of them, I'm pretty sure.
Awesome. Yeah. So the Ice Festival really kicks off on Friday. 5:30 p.m. is when the professional individual competition starts. So if you're interested in seeing some live ice carving, head down 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. all down State Street. It's pretty exciting, I think, to watch.
It is. It's great fun. You know, it's kind of cool just to even look over the table and see all the weird tools that they use. You know, there are some that you would expect, you know, because they're chisels and things like that. But then you see some of the stuff, you know, you'll find an ordinary, everyday, you know, pedestrian iron, like you use to iron your clothes. And,
yep.
And hair dryers. And it's just like, what is all that?
Yeah, because there's all the finishing that they do with the
hair
dryers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
Always a good time to see that. And then also happening on Friday night, of course, is the Fire and Ice Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So this, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, this is a column of ice. We pack it full of firewood and light it on fire.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's a true tower. I mean, what is it? It probably stands, 12, 15 feet high or something
like that? It does,
yeah.
So it does take a while to burn.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's right on the corner of State and Pleasant Street. Mm-hmm. So everyone kind of gathers around and watches it. It's pretty fantastic.
Right in the middle of the intersection, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Streets are closed.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry about driving your car into a tower of flaming ice.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Yeah. So that's happening on Friday, but fun doesn't stop when the fire stops because it's the fire and ice party then. And that happens below the bluff at Shadowland. So they've got, of course, like, you know, an ice luge, they've got some icy things, but they've also got fire dancers. So they're kind of heating it up down there a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw the fire. Have you seen the fire dancers too?
I have seen them too, yes.
It makes me a little, I love seeing it, makes me a little nervous, but in a good way.
But just in the back row.
You know. Yeah, you know. So then Saturday, of course, is jam-packed as well. We start off, there's even more live ice carving. The professional team competition. So Friday night is the individual competition. All day Saturday is the team competition. So the really big ones are being carved on Saturday.
And those are usually on the major corners is where you put those, right?
Yep. Yeah. So there'll be one on the corner of State and Broad, Pleasant and Broad, and then down at Ship and Broad as well.
And pretty much each corner of those intersections.
Yep. Yeah. So that'll be teams of two, sometimes three carvers. Again, chainsaws, irons, whatever it
Everything.
Is they use.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. And so a great chance to see some live professional carving all from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. But there's other stuff happening downtown during that time. We're bringing back the frozen fish toss, Pat.
I know you are.
So we're really excited about this. We have a lot of frozen fish in our freezer.
It's like cornhole with fish.
Exactly. And those frozen fish are in our freezer at St. Joe today, ready and waiting for you. So, Our frozen fish toss goes from 10 to 4.
Okay.
Again, right on State Street. That's kind of where you'll find everything. We've got a magician tour happening. There'll also be a 5K if you feel like, you know, getting your blood pumping first thing in the morning.
I think my wife signed us up for that.
Nice.
Thanks for nothing.
It's a good way to start, keep you warm.
Well, there's a chocolate run, too, so.
That's a great part as well.
Yes.
Good job, Mrs. Moody. Keeping it moving. So we've got, so all sorts of fun. Be sure to check out our website for the full listing and, you know, where all the magician stops are, when the hula shows are down at the carousel. So all sorts of fun happening. But of course, be above the bluff at 4:30 for Ice Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Wars, we give the carvers a block of ice, 15 minutes, and a chainsaw.
And go to it.
Absolutely. It's determined by a crowd vote. So we need a crowd there to come and give them some ideas and then also, you know, vote for the winner. Exactly. So we're really excited. We're really excited about that. Right on the corner of State and Pleasant. So you can be right downtown to see that. And then, of course, all weekend long, there's the Snowbiz Scavenger Hunt. You can pick up that map in the St. Joe Today Welcome Center. There's also the Magical Ice Throne. You can climb on up and take a picture on a throne of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And just a really, really great time to explore a lot of our shops and restaurants downtown. Everybody's open and everybody's ready to have some fun this weekend.
It'll be a great weekend, no question about that. It always is.
Yeah.
And so you can find out all about it by logging on to
stjoetoday.com. If you're interested just in the Magical Ice Festival too, just head to magicalicefest.com.
Okay.
And that'll take you right to all the information as well. You can also find the event on Facebook. We keep updating that as we find out more and more things that are happening this weekend. You can also find us on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, or visit us in the Welcome Center, and I'll tell you what to do there, too.
All right. Very good. Tess Carriger in the house with the Wow Factor for this Thursday morning. Thank you much.
Thanks, Pat.
Have a great day.